Texte numéro 32. Drink, drugs, and all-night violence. More than 1 million people were attacked by drunken thugs last year, as the first official analysis of round-the-clock drinking revealed increasing public disorder in the early hours. Alcohol-fueled violence rose in the first full year of relaxed licensing laws, with a particular jump in the hours after midnight, as clubs and pubs stayed open later. While crime fell around the traditional 11 p.m. closing time, the figures indicate that longer licensing hours simply shifted the disorder to the early hours of the morning. When the law was changed, the government suggested that ending the 11 p.m. closing time would result in less violence, as people would leave bars at different times. Police have had to deploy more officers on early morning shifts to cope with the thousands drinking in town centres after midnight. Yesterday's crime figures also disclose that offences of causing death by dangerous driving or while under the influence of alcohol or drugs had reached their highest level for 30 years. On the day that the figures were published, Jackie Smith, the Home Secretary, admitted that she had smoked cannabis while a student at Oxford more than 25 years ago. But as Miss Smith was disclosing her youthful indiscretion, ministers and officials were focusing on the need to tackle drink-fueled street disorder in the early hours. In the period between 9 p.m. and midnight, the crimes fell by 1%, but offences rose by 2% between midnight and 3 a.m. and surged by 22% between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. The Home Office said that although there had been a sharp increase in violent crime in the early hours, these offences accounted for only 8% of serious offences committed during drinking hours. The licensing minister said last night, "Any increase in alcohol-related crime at any time of day is unwelcome, but these statistics must be seen in context. Overall, serious incidents have fallen and been spread more evenly throughout the night." When the most sweeping reforms to the licensing laws since the First World War were introduced, ministers insisted that it would encourage a change in drinking habits, with the hope that it would lead to more of a continental-style cafe culture. Hazel Bleers, then a Home Office minister, said at the time, "We are bringing in flexible licensing hours. At the moment, you can have 4,000 people coming out of pubs and clubs at the same time. They're looking for transport. They've had a drink. That's when we see the fighting that goes on. That's what we mean to stop." The Shadow Home Secretary said the figures supported the Conservative proposal to pilot relaxed drinking laws before introducing them across the country. "The government should have listened to our call." Adapted from The Times, July 2007.